Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is in 1937, July 9th. This evening, one of the deceased sisters came and asked me for one day of fasting and to offer all my spiritual exercises on that day for her. I answered that I would. From early morning on the following day, I offered everything for her intention. During Holy Mass, I had a brief experience of her torment. I experienced such intense hunger for God that I seemed to be dying for the desire to become united with Him, with the Lord. This lasted only a short time, but I understood what the longing of the souls in purgatory was like. So that soul is a sister in purgatory. Ask her help. Immediately after Holy Mass, I asked Mother Superior's permission to fast. But I did not receive it because of my illness. So, no permission. When I entered the chapel, I heard these words. If you had fast, sister, I would not have gotten relief until the evening. But for the sake of your obedience, which prevented you from fasting, I obtained this relief at once. Obedience has great power. After these words, I heard, may God reward you. So you can see, although she did not fast, but she with obedience. Obedience more than fasting. Because fasting, you just your intention, you do it. But when the Spirit asks you to do something that's outside of your intention, and you obey, there's more merit. I often pray for Poland, but I see that God is very angry with it because of its ingratitude. I exert all the strength of my soul to defend it. I constantly remind God of the promise of His mercy. When I see His anger, I throw myself trustingly into the abyss of His mercy, and I plunged all Poland in it, and then He cannot use His justice. My country, how much you cost me. There is no day in which I do not pray for you. So she is praying for Poland. I'm sure you pray for the Philippines. For a better tomorrow, huh? It's a quotation. A sentence from St. Vincent de Paul. The Lord always sets His hand to a task when He removes all human means and orders us to do a thing that exceeds our strength. So at times, St. Paul, Vincent de Paul is your founder, right? St. Paul, Vincent de Paul.
I really need no founder, but like page of
each, no. The same spirituality. Yeah, the one family. The branch. I say again, the Lord always sets His hand to a task when He removes all human means and orders us to do a thing that exceeds our strength. Jesus is doing things more than we can afford to. But Jesus will work through our weakness. So although we are incapable, but not we are strength. We not, our strength comes from the Lord. You're not doing your thing. Doing that of the Lord. Now Jesus, His words. From all my wounds, like from streams, mercy flows for souls. But the wound in my heart is the fountain of unfathomable mercy. From this fountain spring all graces for souls. The flames of compassion burn me. I decide greatly to pour them out upon souls. Speak to the whole world about mercy. So Jesus is always ready to give out, just waiting for you to open your heart and ask for it. Be ready for it. As long as we live, the love of God grows in us. Until we die, we ought to strive for the love of God, always, no matter where you, what kind of work you're doing. Many times, the many works, it seems you be, you know, minimize our personality maybe, but don't think in this way. Always doing with the, for the love of God. Do everything, little things, just for the sake of the Lord. Can't you do it? Although you are not in a convent. Of course, more than if you are a sister. I am a priest. I will need to follow Jesus word by word, word for word. No excuse. Not because our consecration in a spiritual life or ordination make us great. Nothing. If we don't follow the Spirit of the Lord, we become nothing. It's very important. As long as we live, the love of God grows in us. Until we die, we ought to strive for the love of God. I've learned and experienced that souls living in love are distinguished in this, that they are greatly enlightened concerning the things of God, both in their own souls and the souls of others. And simple souls without an education are outstanding of their knowledge.